We're on Vov Amud Aleph at the bottom. Omer Yaakov of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, I'll teach in Esav HaRosh Tavas Libo. Don't let Esav do what he wants. Zimom Wal Tofik, don't take out the hook, the ring from his nose that will guide him where you want him to go, not where he wants to go. Rashi, al tofek, al totsi, zmomo al tofek, al totsienu minichorov. Don't take the thing that prevents an animal from biting. A muzzle. Don't take the muzzle out of his nose. Zomom kimin tabas barzel. Zomom is like a ring of iron that you put, you know, sin bechot mashal anoka. You put it into this donkey, and you lead it with the leash tied into the ring. And the donkey is so strong that it can't be guarded except with a leash with an iron ring in its nose. Gemara says, "What is Esav's rason? Zu germania shel Edom." And some have the girsa germania, with a nun, and that leads it to be connected to Germany. If they're able to go out on their own, they would destroy the whole world. There are 300 malachim, people who have crowns tied to their head. Marzavni Ika Baromi, the 365 duksim, Rashi says, dukes in Rome. All these are important people. And the Maral says the 365 represents the fact that Edom gets its koach from the sun. That's why it's called Edom, because the sunlight is really, the sun is really red. It comes from the Eish of Gehenna. So Edom is related. Power of Edom comes from the sun. That's why they have the solar year. V'chol yom anafki hani la'api hani umaktu chad minayu umakardi la'ot mimalka. And every day these officers come out in battle against the other ones, and one is killed, and then they have to appoint a new king. V'omra v'yitzokim yomra l'cho Edom. Yeah, Adam. Yeah, okay, so that's this part. And again, some say this Germania of Edom is Germania, and it has a proof from here that Germany comes from Edom, and that Germany could be Amalek, because Amalek comes from Edom. Germania Shem Malchus Vihime Edom. Marzavni Duksim. Okay. Vom Rav Yitzchokim Yomer Lecho Adam Yogati Velo Matzosi Altan. Somebody says that I put in effort, I'm talking now about Torah, and I didn't achieve anything, don't believe him. It doesn't mean that every time you put in effort, you're going to get what you think you want to get. But the effort itself is a benefit. So you gain something by putting the effort into Torah. Lo yogati umotzosi al tamin. Person says, I didn't put any effort in and I achieved. Don't believe him, because the achievement may only be apparent, but it's not real. Yogati umotzosi tan. Somebody said, I put in effort in Torah. And I found, and the Mepharshim, many of them say the same idea, Torah is, the Rabban Shalom gives you Torah. You don't get it on your own. But you have to fulfill the condition of putting in the effort, and then the Rabban Shalom gives you the Metziah. It's more to me, honey, me leave Divrei Torah. That's the Divrei Torah. Avo b'masu matin siyata hu min shemaya. When it comes to working, there's a special siyata d'shmaya that a person has to be successful or not, and there you could taka put in effort and not achieve, and it's possible that you won't put in effort and you will achieve. Well, the divrei Torah lo amrin ela lechadude, and even divrei Torah, that's only legabe pilpul. Avala ok megir sa siyata d'shmaya. Whether you're going to be able to come to a psak, that's also siyata d'shmaya. It's possible you'll put in, according to some, a lot of effort, and you won't come to be able to paskin shailas unless you have tiyata d'shmaya. And some learn the opposite, that by paskin shailas could be that you won't put in effort and you'll still be able to paskin a shayla, you'll get siyata d'shmai. The Omer of Yitzchokim ra'isa rosha shasho misachekes, let's see Rashi till here. Yogati b'tora la'ok megirsa shalot ishtokach minenu. Siyata d'shmaya v'yesh yogeya reino motzit. So Rashi learns that siyata d'shmaya means that when it comes to paskening shaylas, la'ok megirsa, right, or la'ok megirsa really means what's it called, that Rashi says that you wouldn't forget it. Not forgetting is a bracha min hashamaya. It's possible that, you put in effort and you'll still forget. Again, others say lok megirsa means that you'll paskin shaylas. And it's possible that you'll be able to come to that without yegiya. You'll be lucky. Rav Yitzchokim ra'isa rosha shasha misachekes lo. If you see a rosha who the hour is favorable to him, that's the simple meaning. They say misachekes means that sometimes the Rabbanu Shalom rewards Rishoyim in this world in order that they should lose their Olam Haba. So it looks like they're prospering in this world, but it's really a game. The Rabbanu Shalom is fooling around with them. He's making fun of them. He's playing with them. He's giving them schar in this world to take away their Olam Haba. So that's why it's called Hashem Misachekes Lo. He's playing with them. So Al Tizgarabo. But if you see that the Rosha in this world has success, don't start up with him. Shenemra Al Tizgar B'Mareim. Don't start up with Mareim. V'lo Od Elishadrocha Matzlichim. Sometimes a Rosha, for whatever reason, he has a schus, or for whatever reason the Rabbanu Shalom is paying him for his mitzvahs in this world. So his way will be Matzliach. Shenemra Yochil Yodrocha B'Choleis. Below Od El Shazokha Bedin. Sometimes he will come out on top. Bedin. Shenema Moro Mishpatecha Minegdo. Below Od El Shiroe Besomav. He will be victorious over his enemies. Shenema called Sorer of Yofiach Bohem. So the Chorah, therefore, don't start up even with Rishayim, because sometimes the time is favorable for the Rosha to be successful. Rashi. Yochilu Yatzlichu. Bedomelo alkein lo yochil tuvo, right, in Iyov. Yochil, yochilu means natsliach. Meromish potecho minegdo, misulokim he mimenu. That the mishpatim, the dinim, go away from him. Okay. And yafiach bahem, benefiach bealma he nofim. And he'll be able to be victorious over his enemies just by blowing them away. Mar says, "Eini, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, mutar liskaris b'rishoyim b'olam hazeh. You're allowed to start up with rishoyim in this world. Shenemar oz ve'tori yahalu rasha, v'shomrei tori yisgaru ba. By people who abandon the Torah, praise rishoyim, and people who keep the Torah start up with rishoyim. The Tanya of Dostai Bar Mosin Omer, mutar liskaris b'rishoyim b'olam hazeh." And if somebody whispers in your ear, but the Pasuk says that we said before, don't start up with Mereim, and don't be zealous with people who do things that are bad. Somebody who's afraid says that. The real pshat in the pasuk is al tischar b'mareim lios k'mareim. Don't start up with mareim means don't be like them. Don't be jealous of them to be like them, but to start up with them and to fight them, that's okay. But omer al yikane libcha b'chatoyim. So here it says you are allowed to start up with rishoyim, and there it says not. Lo kashu. Hobe milei divei, hobe milei dishmai. It depends what you're starting up. If you're starting up for your own personal things, better not, don't start up with Rishoyim if they look successful, because it could be they'll be successful. But the Milei Deshmai, if you're starting up with them for things that are Milei Deshmai, not your own personal things, but Kovat Shamayim, there you're allowed to start up with them, even if they're successful. The Iboy Yisem, another answer, Ha the Milei Didei. You could even start up with a Rasha for your own personal things. Below Kasha, Havet Tzadik Gomer, Havet Tzadik Shenek Gomer. Depends if you're a Tzadik Gomer or not. If you're a Tzadik Gomer, you'll be successful even over a Rosha who's Hashem and Sachek Eslo. And if you're not a Tzadik Gomer, then you could be punished in this world, and therefore don't start up with a Rosha who has favorable times. Domrafuna, my deceive, Loma Sabit Bogdim, Tachrish, Babala Rosha Tzadik Menu, right? Why do we see sometimes, what's it called, that a Rosha swallows up a Tzadik who's greater than him, a person who's a bigger Tzadik than him? Tzadik Mimenu Boleya. A Rosha can swallow up a Tzadik who's greater than him. That's a relative Tzadik. Tzadik Gomer in Boleya. But a Tzadik who's a Tzadik Gomer is not just a Tzadik greater than the Rosha. He's intrinsically a Tzadik. He's not going to swallow him up. Or, when can you start up with Rishayim if they don't seem to have a favorable time? But if they seem to, if things are going their way, then you should leave them alone. Omar Ula Italia Shalovan Zekrach Gavl Soromi. Italia of Greece became a big city of Rome. Bahavi Klasme of Parsa, Al Klasme of Parsa. It was 300 Parsa by 300 Parsa. The Eshbos Shinsamechei Shvokim, Kiminy Mosachama. Like we said, the Maral says again, it had 365 marketplaces. Everything to do with Edom had to do with 365, with the power of the sun. The Katan Shebekulam Shomochri Ophos, the smallest shuk of the 365 was the where they sold birds. The Havye Shishosher Mil, Ashishosher Mil. That shuk alone was 16 mil by 16 mil. Umelech Soid Bechol Yom Be'echad Mehem. And the kings of Rome ate in one of the shvokim every day, a different one. 365, every day of the year they ate in a different shuk. The Hador Ba Afal Pishen Onolid Ba Notul Prasis Amelech. And somebody who lives there, even if he wasn't born there, gets a subsidy from the king. And anybody who was born there, even if he doesn't live there, also gets a subsidy. There were, 3,000 bathhouses. The Chamesh Mios Chalonos, Malin Oshon, Chutz L'choma, and they had 500 Chalonos that they made fire in that were outside the wall. Then one side of this Italia was the sea. The Tzidoechad Horim Bos, and the other side was mountains. Tzidoechad Mechitza Shel Barzel, and one on the third side was an iron fence. The Tzidoechad Chul Sisu Metzula, and on the fourth side was a deep lagoon. Tirashi. A person who's afraid that he's going to be punished doesn't start up with Rishoy. But the real pshat in the pasuk is don't be like them, but not don't start up with them. It doesn't mean starting up. Don't copy, don't attach yourself to what they do. Right? It means don't compete with them to be like them, but not to. There's no issur to start up with them. This kino doesn't mean to be zealous and start up. This kino means to be jealous and to want to do like them. Says that when Menashe put a tselem in the heichal, a malach Gavriel came, put a staff in the sea around which earth and whatever gathered, and that was the beginning of the island that became Italy. Began to form in the time of Menashe became Italia Shel Yovan. Mi'iye Alisha, Mitargaminan Minagvas Italia. Right, the islands of Alisha, as I mentioned Yecheskel, the Targum is Italia. Shvokim Chutzos, right, Pras Mazel. They got a subsidy from the king. Chalono Shemal Min Oshin Chutz L'choma, Shein Gvoy Min Achoma, Ve'en Ma'ashin Es Achoma. This place where they made fire for industry was higher than the wall, so it didn't make the wall black with the smoke. Zel Chashivas, that's something shows greatness. The other side was a place, was a lagoon and a lot of pebbles or whatever. So Italy was one side open to the sea, one side had an iron gate around it, one side was bound by mountains, and one side this lagoon with the pebbles around it. Okay. basically a protected island. Karos haMegillah ba'Adar haRishon. If they read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, v'nisabra haShana, and then they made an Ibur Yor. They didn't know it was going to be a leap year. Right? In the time when they were Mekadesh al pi alavana, so they decided when to make a leap year. It could be after Adar. So you read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, and then afterwards you found out there's going to be an Adar Sheni. So Karinoso ba'Adar Sheni. You have to read it again in Adar Sheni. Ain bein other harishon la other hasheni ala kriyas haMegillah matanis laDyoni. The only difference between other rishon and other sheni is kriyas haMegillah. In other words, you have to read it again and matanis laDyoni, because he said whenever you read the Megillah, that's when you give matanis laDyoni. And the Gemara will explain what it means ain bein. What things are they the same? What do you do in both Adars or whatever, or don't do in either Adar? But for kriyas haMegillah, we said if you read the Megillah in other rishon, you still have to read it in other sheni. Gemara says, "Hola inyan Rashi ela mikra Megillah kolomer shemasov rishon lo yotze." That if you read the Megillah in other rishon and you didn't read it in other sheni, you're not yotze. Gemara says, "Hola inyan seder parshios zevis eshavim." Mashma that when it comes to reading the arba parshios, parshas Shkolim and Zohar and Para and parshas Achodesh, right, the four parshios before Purim and before Pesach, so they're equal. Right, Rashi, Seder Parshios, Parshish Shkolin, the Zohar Upar of Achodesh, Islam Masnisim Nehoir. Later on, the last parak here speaks about these Arpa Parshios, the Noagim Badar that start in Adar, Zeviz Eshovim, Shim Korim Barishon, Ein Sorek Lazar Velikros Vesheni. They're equal, meaning you could do it in either other. So if you already did it in other Rishon, you are Yotzei, you don't have to do it again in other Sheni. So money masnisin. So who is our Mishnah go like? Lo Tanakama, Velo Reb Elezer Reb Yossi, Velo Reb Shim Gamliel. Doesn't go not like the Tanakama, not like Reb Elezer Reb Yossi, and not like Reb Shim Gamliel. The Tanya, where are these? Karu es haMegillah ba'Adar haRishon. If you read the Megillah in the first Adar, the Nisabra Ashana, and then it became an Ibur Yor. So you, when you read the Megillah, you didn't know there was going to be another Adar. Okay, what's the halacha today? When we know there's another Adar, that we'll get to. Right now we're talking in a case where you read the Megillah not knowing there was going to be a second Adar. And then you found out that there's a second Adar. What do you do? Korin oso v'Adar Hasheni. So then you read it again in other Sheni. Shekol mitzvah shenahogos b'Sheni, nahogos b'Rishon, chutz mikra Megillah. All the mitzvahs that apply to other Sheni apply on other Rishon too, except for mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah has to be in other Sheni. But all the other mitzvahs, we'll see what that means, but it could be even the Mishnah, you have to make a Sudas Purim on the first Adar too, and the second Adar. But the Kriyas haMegillah has to be in the second Adar. Rav Elezer, Rav Yossi Omer, Ein Korin Oso Ba'Adar Sheni. Shekol Mitzvah Shenohagas B'Sheni, Nohagas B'Rishon. Right, and Rav Elezer, Rav Yossi says, you don't have to read it again. You already Yotze in other Rishon. All the mitzvahs that apply in other Sheni apply in other Rishon too, and you have your choice. So if you're Yotze already in other Rishon, you're Yotze, you don't have to read it again. Reb Shim Gamliel Omer, Mishum Reb Yossi, Af Korin Oso Ba'Adar Hasheni. Reb Shim Gamliel says in the name of Reb Yossi that you have to read it again in other Sheni. She called Mitzvah Shenohagas B'Sheni, Ein Nohagas B'Rishon. And not only do you have to read it again, you have to do all the mitzvahs again. All the mitzvahs are only Ba'Adar Sheni. So there are three shitas. The first shita is that all the mitzvahs, the Tanakhama holds that all the mitzvahs apply equally to other Rishon or other Sheni, except for Kriyas Megillah. Rav Elezer B'Yossi says that all the mitzvahs apply equally to the first and second, and you don't see everything in other Rishon. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Rav Yossi that even all the mitzvahs have to be in other in what's it called, other Sheni, not in other Rishon. The Shavin Behespit of a Tainis, Shasurim Bezel Bezel. And everybody agrees that Hespit and Tainis is Osir both in other Rishon and other Sheni. Purim Cotton, right, both in other Rishon and other Sheni, you're not allowed to have Hespit Vatainis. And the Chasam Sofer says, because that pretty much is a Doraisa, Hespit Vatainis, right, on Purim. We learn from a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach that if you make a Yontif from Shibud Legaula, from Shibud Legaula, surely from Mavis L'Chaim. So that is equal both other Rish and other Sheni. The other things are only Dinei Darabanan, so there could be that there's reasons why to do it Dafka in the first one, Dafka in the second one. And what does it mean, Hesped and Tainus? Some learn that Hesped and Tainus are Usur on the 14th and the 15th in both months for everybody, just like it's clear that the month that you, when there's no two Adars. So people who celebrate the 15th are Usur Behesped Vatainus on the 14th, and vice versa. So we'll come out over here that everybody is Usur Behesped Vatainus both on the 14th and the 15th of both months. And some say no, that the Purim Katan, the other Rishon Isser, is only for the people who celebrate that day normally. So only the 14th is also for the 14th people, and only the 15th is also for the 15th people on what's it called, other Rishon. We hold the advice that it's both days are all 4 days are also. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama. So first the Gemara wants to explain the Braisa. The Chor of Shimon Gamliel says the same thing as the Tanakama. Omra Papa, say their parshios, he could be nayu. No, the difference between them is the arba parshios. The Tanakama sover lechatchila b'sheni, the Tanakama holds that the arba parshios, the chatchila, you have to read in the second Adar. In other words, if you know there's going to be a second Adar, you leave them to the second Adar. The Ovid Barishan Ovid. But if you, what's it called, did it in the first Adar already, you already read the four parshios. So the first Adar, then you're Yotze. Bar Mimik Megillah. The only thing you're not Yotze, according to the Tanakhama, is Mikra Megillah. But if you read it in the first Adar, you have to read it again. Afal Gav, the Koru Barishon, Koru B'Sheni. Even though if you read it in the first, you have to read it again. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Sover, Afilu Mikra Megillah, Lechatchila Barishon. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, even Mikra Megillah, Lechatchila, you can read Barishon. And if you read it Barishon, you don't have to read it again B'Sheni. Rav Shim Gamliel saw Rafilu Seder Parshios. And Rav Shim Gamliel holds also Seder Parshios. I Korah Barishon, Korah B'Sheni. That you're not Yotze, even the Arba Parshios, Barishon, you have to read it B'Sheni. That's the Machlokis. So Mar says money. So who does our Mishnah go like? I Tanakama Kashya Matonos. Right? The Tanakama is Mashma, that everything is what's it called, except for Mikra Megillah, right, and like we said, and even Seder Parshios, you could do Barishon. That's Masha Matanis Levyonim. If you gave them Barishon, you're Yotze. And our Mishnah says Matanis Levyonim, you have to give B'Sheni, together with Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's what's it called, can't be the Tanakhama, because Matanis Levyonim, according to the Tanakhama, also has to be what's it called, could be Barishon. It's only Mikra Megillah that's a different. And our Mishnah says Mikra Megillah and Matanis Levyonim. I Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi Kasha Nami Mikra Megillah. Can't be Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi says if you read the Megillah in other Rishon, you don't have to read it in other Sheni. And our Mishnah says you have to read Megillah in other Sheni again, plus Matanis Levyonim. So Mikra Megillah is also a difficulty. I Rabbi Shim Gamliel Kasha Seder Parshios. According to Rabbi Shim Gamliel, the Seder Parshios, right, are what's it called, our Mishnah holds that if you read the four Parshios in other Rishon, you're Yotze. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you're not Yotze. So our mission doesn't go like any of them. Mar says, La'ol and Tanakama. Right? The mission goes like the Tanakama. The Tana, Mikra Megillah, who Adin Matanis Levyonim. Like we said before, whenever you read Megillah, that's when you give Matanis Levyonim, because the Aniyim associate Mikra Megillah with Matanis Levyonim. So therefore, when it said, Chutzmi Mikra Megillah, in the Tanakama, it meant, like our Mishnah says, Mikra Megillah and Matanis Levyonim. They go together as a package. To Haba Hatalya, because they're dependent one on the other, like we said. The boy same ala olam Rishim Gamlili. Right? Really, our Mishnah goes like Rishim Gamlil. Umasnisin Mechsuri Mechsur. And our Mishnah is missing something. Lachitani. This is the way you should learn our Mishnah. Ein bein arbos or Sheba'odar Harishon, li arbos or Sheba'odar Hasheni. There's no difference between our boss or ba'adar Rishon, to our boss or ba'adar Sheni, ela mikra megillah umatonis. Hol le'inyin hesped v'tainis, zeviz eshovim. We're not talking about everything that's done in Adar. We're talking about the 14th day of Adar, in other Rishon and other Sheni. So the only thing that's nogeya there is mikra megillah umatonis levyonim hesped v'tainis. Right? But begabi hesped v'tainis, zeviz eshovim. Ilu Sefer Parshiyos Lamayim. We're not talking about everything that's done in Adar. We're talking about the 14th day of Adar. Nothing more than that. So therefore, Sefer Parshiyos is irrelevant by the, what's it called, by our Mishnah. Now, it says it's Hesped and Tainis. Some learn that means you're just not allowed to say Hesped, and you can't fast. But there's no mitzvah to have a Suda. Suda is a separate thing. And others hold, no, Hesped and Tainis means that you have to have a Suda. And there's a mitzvah to have a Suda in other Rishon, as well as in other Sheni. And Shulchan Aruch ends with that halacha, that even though Me'ikar Adin, we don't hold like that, you don't have to have a Suda, but it's good, Mishteh, what's it, Lev Tov, Mishteh Tamid, it's good to have a Suda in the first other two, when there's a Purim cotton. It's good to be Mar Besuda, to be Yotzi, those Shitas that hold, that it's not only Hesped V'tainis, but it's Osir, but there's a Chiyuv of a Suda also. Rashi, Seder partly heard this name. Shasurin Zebazeb, Yomar Bosser, Chamish Osir, Shebishneim. So Rashi learned that this Osir Hesped V'tainis, both on the 14th and the 15th, of both Adars. V'omer of Papa Garcinov Rav Shimon Gamliel the Hakol Mitzvahs Kamer Masnis and Hachik Tani V'lo Ari V'Seder Parshiyos Klal. The Mishnah is not talking about things that you do in Adar. It's talking about what you do on the 14th day of Adar in both months. Okay. Omer of Chia Bar Ovin, Omer of Yochanan Hilchas of Rav Shimon Gamliel Sha'omer Mishum Rav Yosi. The halach is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the name of Rav Yosi, right? That what's it called? That Afilu Seder Parshios you can read in the first month, right? One second. What did he say? Af Kornoso Badasheni, right? You have to read the Megillah in Adasheni, because all the mitzvahs are Nogas Besheni, ain't Nogas Barisha, right? Or that Rosh Hashim Gamliel says that you all of the mitzvahs have to be done in the second Adar. You don't do them in the first Adar. If you did them in the first Adar, not Yotzi anything, not just Mikra Megillah. All the mitzvahs of Purim apply to the second of Adar only, except for Hesped and Tainis, and there they apply to both Adars. That's the halach. Amr Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They all both learned it from the same pasuk, except they darshan the pasuk differently. In other words, which Adar is the Iker? It says, Bechol Shana Vashana. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Sovra, Bechol Shana Vashana, Makol Shana Vashana, Adar HaSomach Lishvat, Afkan Adar HaSomach Lishvat, just like every year. The Adar that you celebrate Purim and do all the mitzvahs is the Adar that follows Shvat. Memela, in a leap year, it's the Adar that follows Shvat that you celebrate Purim, the first Adar. Rabbi Shim Gamliel, Sovra, Bechol Shana Vashana, Makol Shana Vashana, Adar HaSomach Lishvat, just like in every year, the Adar that you celebrate is the one that precedes Nisan. Afkan, Adar HaSomach Nisan. So too, when there's two Adars, you celebrate everything in the Adar that is preceding Nisan. Right? Gemara says, Bishlam, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi, Mistaber Taima, De'ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Right? Why would you darshan the Pasuk this way or that way? So there's a separate reason why we don't want to delay the Mitzvah. De'ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. You don't, Mitzvah Boli Yodcha Al Tach Mitzena. So you have a chance to keep the mitzvahs in the first Adar. Good to darshan the pasuk, the chol shana v'shana. Do it as soon as you can. Don't delay it to the second Adar, right? So it's better to darshan the pasuk, the chol shana v'shana, that the Adar, the first Adar, which is close to Shvat, is the one you do the mitzvahs, because it also fulfills ein mavir and ala mitzvahs. El Rav Shim Gamliel my taima. Why does Rav Shim Gamliel hold that we darshan the pasuk to do it dafka in the second Adar? Amrev Tavi, time of Rav Shim Gamliel, Misma Geula LeGeula Adiv. Because he holds it's better to put the Geula of Purim next to the Geula of Pesach than to separate it by another month. Okay, we'll leave the next to tomorrow, Rashi. Ein Mavirin, Mishaboli Lidei Akdim Lasot. Liyodov, I should say. Mishaboli Liyodov. Aktim lasos. When you get a mitzvah, do it immediately. Tohachi tanya mechilta, ushmartim es hamatzos, in bos mitzvah liyotcho al tach mitzena. Once you have a mitzvah, do it as soon as you can. Don't push it off. Geula legeula, Purim lepesach. Right? Better to put Purim next to the month when Pesach is going to be, and not a month separated between them. This way the two geulas are one after the other.